what do
you call
people
them
call
red
it?
worms, don't you?
Okay. And how about a particularly large worm that might be used for bait?
Well, now I don't know what the name is. Some of them grows on trees, you know.
And what do you know what those are called?
You got two trees over there, my daughter's.
Okay.
I can't recall the names of them because they're green. They're green, great big old thing. I'm scared of them. They say they won't bite you, but they use them for fish baits.
Uh-huh.
They grow them on these trees. People get those trees and plant them for that purpose. And they catch them and freeze them.
I don't like to have anything to do with them myself. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
You call that a lightning bug.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and sort of filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds or lakes? Sometimes it just hovers up in the air, and it looks like it's almost sitting still. Sometimes you see him on clothes.
You call it grasshopper?
No, this is something that flies.
Grasshopper flies.
It's a long, thin, this one never really touches the ground much. It's a long, thin thing like that. It's got wings coming out on the sides.
I don't know. I may have heard, forgotten.
What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp, but it's not a wasp, and it builds a nest out of mud? And some people say it doesn't sting.
Mud dauber.
Okay. A mud dauber, you call him? What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground? Just the ordinary nuts.
It's white, isn't it?
Well, I don't.
I know what you call them, because we used to raise them. Go out and they're sweet. Is that what you?
Well, I don't know. This may be another variety, but I'm just talking about the ordinary kind that sometimes kids buy in a bag, and you know, you just shell them.
That's peanuts.
Yeah.
You know, there's a peanut, and then there's a cell that grows on the ground that you just go out and wash and eat. But in fact, you can make pickles out of them. And now, where I'm going today, they raise a nut that. They use in the salad, and it's white. I don't know what you call that. When you eat it, it's really
is it
artichoke?
Like an artichoke.
Artichoke.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy what his father?
Imitate his father.
Well, if his appearance is similar. Well, let me put it this way. If the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose, too, you'd say the boy, what, his father?
Favors his
okay.
father.
Now, that's if his appearance is like his father's. Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Imitating. Is that what you
mean? Well, I mean, if his father is a good man and the boy looks like he's going to be a good man, too.
Yeah, I know. That boy's just like his father.
Okay.
You can say it that way.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Midwife. My mother was.
Was she really?
She'd go with the doctors. Mm-hmm. All the doctors around here.
Do midwives have to be licensed?
Oh, yeah. They do now.
Uh-huh.
At that time, years back, they didn't.
Uh-huh. They just had to know what to do.
Uh-huh, yeah. They just had to know what to do. And then some of the doctors in the settlement would tell them just to go ahead, you know.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mother being herself.
Let's see. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City dude.
Okay. Now, let's turn it around. If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Maybe they'd call him the city dude.
If a city person comes to the country, that's what the country people would call him. Now, if a country person goes into town, what do you think the town people would call him behind his
country
back?
Country person.
Would they call him a country person?
I imagine they would. That's a country person.
Mm-hmm. How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Well, I'm supposed to say